Calling customer support. My name is O Supervisor. Can I help you?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Oh, how can I help you?
Spell your name, please.
Oh.
Okay.
How can I help you?
This is it, oh.
That's it.
Okay. I have a charge on my bank account for $59.89 for something I did not sign up for. And I would like my money put back to my account.
Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code, please? Or mailing address?
Yes, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Linson, L-I-N-S-O-N. My address is 1202 Schreiber, S-C-H-R-I-B as in boy, E-R, Avenue, Joliet, Illinois, 60435.
Just
my
a moment.
Phone, okay.
Stay here just a few more minutes.
Okay. I am on a call and she's barking. Go get a treat.
Come on, let's go get a treat.
They're in the second drawer and over there. Go with your father.
All right, so I have located the account. I definitely understand that you are calling regarding possible charges today. So it does show that someone signed up for a mixer. And of course, by doing so, enrolled into our meal plan, Bite Sub, $59.89 a month. So what I will be doing today, we will be contacting your local authorities and providing them with the IP address on the account, which is going to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed in the location. And you did want to proceed with the investigation today?
Well, there's no need to investigate because I signed, I was the one that was on my tablet, and it said for a KitchenAid mixer, $2.
So then it's not fraudulent charges. So the charge is valid. I'll see what we can do as a courtesy refund today. So you did complete the sweepstakes.
There is no courtesy refund because I did not enroll.
Yes,
ma'am,
there will
also
be a courtesy refund. The charge is valid. It was explained in the terms and conditions. I understand you didn't see it, but it was valid because it was provided. So I will see what we can do for a courtesy refund. Just a moment. All right, so the courtesy I can provide today will be a 75% refund that goes back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Why 75%?
Because it's a valid charge, again, and so anything we offer is going to be a courtesy.
I did not authorize you to do this.
Yes, ma'am, you can disagree, but by law, terms, and conditions, it's a valid charge. So, again, I'll do a 75% refund.
I have lawyers in my family. Don't tell me about bullshit.
I understand.
In
regards to this, I can do a 75% refund. It goes back to your account. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm providing a 75% refund, goes back to your account 3 to 5 business days. That's what I can provide.
Well, number one, your thing disappeared off of Facebook all of a sudden.
Okay.
It was for Walmart. It did not tell me that I was signing up for
a
food plan.
So it was included in the terms and conditions. You can disagree, but I have the terms in front of me. It does show that it was provided. So I would have to disagree. I can do a 75% refund. Would you like me to submit that for you?
You're going to give me all of my money back.
No, ma'am.
75%
is what I can provide. Otherwise, the charge will remain in full.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you just say?
The charge will remain in full.
No, it's not going to remain in full.
So I can offer a courtesy refund of $55. Goes back to your account 3 to 5 business days.
How much money?
$55.
Really? Just so you know. I'm having this investigated. What is the name of this company?
We don't have a direct name. We're a third party. The service you have is called Bites Hub.
It's called what?
Bites Hub.
Bites Hub?
Bites Hub, like you bite food in Hub, H-U-B.
Okay. Well.
All right. Your refund submitted. You'll get that back in the next 3 to 5 business days. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with the confirmation for the refund submitted. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
C as in Charles, 920-510-481.
510-481.
Correct. That's the full confirmation. That's in regard to the account canceled. You've been refunded. Also, for the 55, you'll receive within the next few business days. Is there any other questions or concerns?
Yeah, because this is not right. You're ripping off tons of people, old people. I'm not old. But what I read was $2 for the KitchenAid, which I should have known better because that's way too, they're $400 and some. But it said $2. I don't mind losing the $2, but I'm on a fixed income. I'm disabled. And that money is for bills. I took a little chance thinking, maybe it's okay, but I know it's not. And my bank is working on it. And it did not say anything at all. It just said, thank you for your submission. Hope you can win. It never said anything about signing up for a meal plan or anything that goes with it like that. I can cook. I've been doing it all my life. I've worked in restaurants. I've done all of it. So I don't need some kind of meal plan to tell me how to cook. Been doing it since I was 9 years old. And you just giving me back part of my money, that's not fair.
Yes, I'm sorry you feel that way. Make sure you look out for the refund within the next few business days. Everything's canceled. If no further questions, thanks for calling customer support.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. I'm turning you in.